Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Halala Show Season 4 Mix Number
17.
Welcome back from Holy Week, you holy people. Welcome back.
I thought you were going to swear.
What was I going to say?
Something holy blank.
Holy blank. Right. Anyway, welcome back. How's everyone? How are you, Rika? What did you do, man? Oh, we'll talk about that.
Everybody got a tan. Everybody got a tan already.
Yeah.
Everybody went to the beach. Yeah, are we good?
You stay in the NLEX for 9 hours, play badminton.
Oh,
I saw that on TikTok.
In NLEX?
Yeah, man. They were traffic was so bad. Two guys got out and played badminton.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. Went viral.
Like smash.
Yes, they smashed.
Wait, did you go out?
I did not.
Did you? Okay.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my tan is fine.
I got brown skin.
Yeah, true. Anyway, welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. If it's your first time here, welcome to the show, man. It's really awesome. Stick around. It's really great. It's a fun, fun podcast. Tell them why.
What advertisement.
Convince them to stay.
It's really amazing. It's a conversation between two people who don't know anything about what they're talking about.
Yes, pretty much. Researchers pretty much. Are us. Our editors are us.
Producers,
designers is all us. So we have a lot on our plate, but we try our best, man.
Audio, best. Wait, audio engineers.
Engineer, yeah. We just spent 30 minutes on StreamYard trying to figure out how to do something. Now we're on Zoom.
And I was just like, I wanted to give up because my mic wasn't working. And then I was just like, I was about to cry. And then they said, can we just go to Zoom?
Yeah, we're on Zoom and we have to actually cut it after 45 minutes because we don't have enough money to pay for premium. So we're going to. We're going to figure that out. But if it's your first time to the podcast, we do have a little bit of structure. We start with talking about our own lives called Where You Been. So we do have a lot to catch up on because we didn't record during last week, the Holy Week,
mm-hmm.
for people who celebrate it. And then we do our TTs, our trending topics. And today we have a couple. Rika found two on Facebook, which were pretty interesting. What are those two?
I came across a couple posts on Facebook from different Facebook groups. There's this one who posted on a Ragnarok page asking for advice for her gamer husband who spent a lot of money on Ragnarok. And asking them, what is she supposed to do now, right?
It's a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, it is a pretty crazy story. And then another one was a post from a vet clinic in Caloocan where they're trying to find the owner of this dog that somebody left in their care in the vet 4 months ago, and they were trying to find the owner. Mm-hmm. But apparently the owner kept saying that, oh, I'm out of town. I'm not in the Philippines, blah, blah, blah. Can you take care of it?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the dog is still with them.
Okay.
Yeah. So it sparked a conversation about, you know, getting if you're ready to get a dog and, you know, responsible pet parenting, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. And then the last one actually happened this week. It was everywhere, actually.
Yeah,
it's about the
news.
Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama sticking out his tongue. And apparently this was actually, it happened in February, but the footage or whatever was only kind of released this week, and it went viral online, garnering millions of views of the Dalai Lama asking this little young boy to quote unquote suck his tongue. And you can see the video. He sticks his tongue out. There's some people who are saying like it's a cultural thing, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but it is definitely kind of creepy.
I know.
A little creepiness to it. So we'll talk all about that. If you want to jump to the timestamps, if you want to jump to any of those TTs, the timestamps are listed in the description of this podcast. But we also have some Lecha fan mail, which we'll read at the end of the mix. But shall we start with where you've been, I guess? Rika G.
Yes. I am so happy that we have Lecha fan mail.
Yes.
And it may have been like Lecha fan mail from before, like from weeks ago. But still, it is very valuable to me. Okay. So let me start.
Yeah.
From last week, actually, I haven't been in Bristol for maybe 2.5 weeks already because, well, during Easter break, we do have Easter break here. It's just that there's a difference when it comes to like celebrating Holy Week. I don't think they have Holy Week here. So it's basically just the Easter break. Our university's closed. Nobody's in Bristol. Basically, it's like when you live in a university town and then there's a break, basically technically like people aren't there. Okay. You know, your friends aren't there, you don't have class.
It's like spring break.
It's like spring break. So I left. I've been here in like near London. That's why I went to London a couple of times last week. I know. And I spent money for the first time. Like aside from like food and shit.
Okay.
So I got, oh my gosh, I really want to show you, but the bottle is up there. I got a couple of stuff from The Ordinary, which is a skincare brand. And I know, shout out to you guys if you want to sponsor us. No, just kidding. No, but I did get a couple of stuff from them. One is like an amino acid, like, I want to say serum. It comes in like a serum bottle.
What do serums do, man? I always hear about
it. I'm not sure, man.
What do they do, man? You just put it.
Well, they do have.
You're not sure, but you use it?
No, here's the thing. They do have different like purposes. So like for me, this is for skin barrier regeneration.
Oh, shit.
I know, right? Because I felt like, here's the thing, okay? I blame TikTok for this because whenever I go on TikTok, they always convince me that I have, like my skin barrier is shot because I use, okay, here's the thing, because I use cotton pads to clean my face with micellar water or toner.
Right.
And they said that actually breaks down your skin barrier or kind of makes it more sensitive, if, you know, I want to put it in like layman's term. And then I kept telling myself, okay, fine, I'm going to stop using cotton pads. And then I'm going to start using these things to repair my skin barrier. And I feel like it's working. Okay. Don't ruin my jab.
What do you call that? When pickup artists, it's called negging. You know, they tell you you're not beautiful so that you want it more. And then then you get it and you're like, I'm more beautiful. No.
To be fair, you know, the beauty industry and the skincare industry, it does kind of prey on your insecurities.
Hell yeah,
but then again, if it's a real thing that's happening to you, because my face sometimes burns up whenever I put on like just toner, which is like very light for your skin. Mm. And then I searched, why does that happen? And then it came down
to skin barrier,
dude.
Yeah,
No. Ask people about their skin barrier.
I'm not questioning you. I believe you. I believe you, friend. I know.
I'm sure your skin barrier is still intact. Because
I mean, I'm a combination. All I know is I'm combination skin.
Okay, cool. It's nice that you know that.
I went to Kiehl's one time a few years ago, and I got the free.
They look into your skin.
Yeah, and then they told me all the shit that I needed, which costs too much.
Yeah, so it costs like, you go in Kiehl's, you go out like 30,000 pesos out. Like
Kiehl's is great, by the way. It's just, it's very expensive.
I know, it is. Yes.
Kiehl's is great.
But anyway, I also bought a moisturizer there, which is like £20, I want to say. I don't know how much that is in pesos. So you know what? 2K, probably. And then, yeah, that made me happy. We ate at Flatiron Steak, and they do have very affordable like steaks there. I just felt like for me that was affordable. So we got steak, which was not a common thing to do, like for me.
Well, in life, but it's not very common, right, to get steak. It's expensive.
Yeah, it is. And then what else did we do? I've just been here, here in the apartment for the past maybe 3 days. I've been trying to write this freaking essay. And the thing is, here's the difficult thing. It's a reflective essay. So there's no question in hand. There's no question to answer. Because usually, like when you write an essay, there's like, you know, like a thesis statement and shit like that.
Yeah.
So for this time around, I think this is the way our university goes around people plagiarizing shit, because they're asking you for your own experiences instead of, you know, just like answering a question objectively. So I think it's pretty smart, but it's just, it's very difficult for me to write a paper. And last night, for some reason, I completed one paper. Like I sat down, you know, nagsunog ako ng, ano yung sa Tagalog?
Nagsunog
ako ng,
you lit up a candle?
No. Nagsunog ako ng,
lit up a doobie?
Kilay.
Oh, kilay. No. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Like a Filipino, it's a Filipino saying. You work really hard.
Really? I've never. Is it like burning both ends of the candle, but for your eyebrows?
Probably. But when you say burning both ends of the candle, does that mean you're really working hard?
Yeah, it means like you're working too hard.
Basically, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Nagsunog ako ng kilay.
Kilay. Okay.
So, or eyelashes. I'm not sure. I'm not sure anymore.
Eyebrows, right? Eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm very proud of that. And I feel like I deserve to go out today. Please wish me luck, because I'm going to go clubbing here for the very
shit. Oh, you're going clubbing.
Wish me.
Wait a minute. How old are you, man? You're going clubbing?
Wish me luck, dude.
Oh my God.
Wish me luck that you don't find me in the streets of London just like splayed out.
You're going clubbing, man. Dude,
like, I feel like I need to get ready for this. That's why we need to get the podcast done, so I can take a nap
and then I can
hydrate the whole day.
Yeah, do some push-ups, you know. Gotta pump your chest. What do you call it? You gotta beat your chest before you go.
I gotta beat my chest.
Come on.
Oh gosh.
Bristol just, meltdown. You should start that.
You know what?
Bristol.
Oh my God. Meltdown. I know. Here's the thing though, like, it's still very much clear to me whenever somebody mentions tequila, I still taste it in my mouth. Like, I still remember the taste.
Hell yeah.
You still smell it.
I can smell the taste in my mouth whenever.
No. The worst thing is when you eat something like, kunwari kumain ka ng sweet corn chips, tapos nag tequila ka, tapos sumuka ka. Oh,
mine was lasagna. Mine's lasagna. I have a lasagna tequila memory.
Yeah, but
no good. No bueno.
Oh gosh. We want to know what your worst tequila mixture is.
Oh,
mine is sweet corn chips.
Oh, God.
From there on, and like, I cannot eat sweet corn.
Yeah.
After.
Okay.
Did you I'm actually almost done. Last one is I tried to watch The Chalk Line on Netflix, which is, I don't know the original language, but I know it was shot in a different language and I just watched it with a subtitle. But basically it's about this couple who adopts this girl that they found on the road, dude. Like, literally, it was the creepiest thing.
Okay.
And then she likes drawing like a chalk square on the floor all the time. And then she likes just like staying in there.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah. And then it's kind of like their exploration of why this happened and, you know, unveiling of the trauma and everything.
Is it like a thriller not really?
I think it's a horror movie.
Oh, it's
yeah,
horror.
Thriller, probably thriller, psychological thriller. Yeah, psychological thriller, probably. Because
okay.
It's more of like the trauma of the kid, you know, why this happened. Why does she like staying in the chalk line?
Okay.
Yeah. So
how many episodes is it?
No, dude. No, it's just it's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't finished it because I started watching it last night. No, 2 nights ago at 10 p.m. Tapos mag-isa ako dito. Tapos parang ako, maybe this is a good stopping point. And maybe we watch this shit with sunlight.
Right.
So, yeah. Finn.
Finn, okay. Speaking of Netflix, man, dude, I gotta highly recommend the show Beef, bro. You gotta watch it, Rika G.
Oh my gosh, I've been meaning to watch it.
It's fantastic, man. It's a really great show.
Comedy?
It's comedy, but also it's like dark. I would call it like a black comedy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, okay. It's like, I think that's the genre it would fall under. Mm-hmm. Like, it's comedy, but there's a lot of dramatic elements to it, and it's like dark humor. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It stars Steven Yeun and Ali Wong. So if you ever watched Always Be My Maybe, Ali Wong, you might know her from there. Or if you watch Walking Dead, Glenn from The Walking Dead. Dude, they are so good at acting. Like, I knew Steven Yeun could act because I've watched like Minari, yeah, and I watch almost every movie that he's been in. But Ali Wong, I did not know that she could act like that. Like, she is really good.
But you watched Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah, but then it's a rom-com, right? Like, yeah,
she acted herself.
You can only do so much in a rom-com. And she was good in that movie. I love that movie. But yeah, the levels that she was able to bring to this character in this drama, dude, so good. It's so good. And it's just, it gets crazier and crazier. Like, progressively, the show gets crazier. Because the premise is that these two characters, so Ali Wong and Steven Yeun, they get into a road rage incident, but mm-hmm. then so much stuff stems from that. Like, they're so petty that they, like, kind of, like, you know, go at each other, blackmail and blah, blah, blah. But then it just gets progressively more intense. And the side characters, ooh, I think, are so good, too. Like, they're a bunch of, like, other, you know, it's not just the two main leads. Like, the husband of Ali Wong in the show is really interesting. The brother of Steven Yeun is also a great character. It's such a great show. It's only 10 episodes, and each episode is about 30 to 40 minutes. And we binged it in like a day and a half. Like, it's, yes, it's that good. It's an A24 production. So, you mm-hmm. know, Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you like that vibe, it's probably you're probably going to enjoy it. It's just really, it's really good. It's mostly Asian people in the show.
Oh, so it's relatable. Love.
Oh, relatable shit, man. But I highly recommend Beef. It's probably one of the best shows I've seen in a while. And it's one of Netflix's best shows in general, I think, because Netflix makes a lot of shows, right? Mm-hmm. Stranger Things, it's probably its most known show. But I think Beef, in terms of like critically, I feel like it's probably got to be number one, two, or three in Netflix produced TV shows, I would say. So highly recommend watching it. And it has a satisfying conclusion, in my opinion. Although,
okay,
I think they said that they might make more seasons, but it has a satisfying conclusion for me. But other than
this is a good, like, this is a good ending
for the
show. If they're not gonna make
another one, I think it was. I mean, there's some things that maybe you want to find out a little bit more about, but mm-hmm. in terms of the main storyline, I think they wrap it up like perfectly. It's so good. It's so good.
Because sometimes I feel that way. I feel that way towards Riverdale and 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, like the
like
first
I wish
season?
They just made. Yeah, I wish they just made one season.
I hear sometimes. In Riverdale, because I haven't watched past season one, I hear that they have like powers and shit now.
I know.
Which is crazy. I don't know. I mean, I love the comics, by the way, like the Riverdale comics. Like, I'm a big fan. So when I watched the first season, I was like, okay, I know they're not going to go down the way of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I'm seeing on, you know, memes and stuff, like, they went out of their way to go out of their way. You know what I mean?
Oh, they were like, this, you know what? Sky's the limit, man.
Yeah, nobody's, man. They're like, what's the craziest thing these kids could do? And let's do it. And I feel like they did that. And 13 Reasons Why, I feel like the first season also had a pretty satisfying ending, I guess. I don't know if it was satisfying, but I feel but then there's like four seasons. How many fucking so like, is it one season for every reason
I'm like, not sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's 13 reasons. How many more reasons? Like, they went through all 13 in the first one. It's not related.
It's probably not. But I think it's somehow related because I watched the second season.
You did?
Somehow. Okay. Yeah, I did. Somehow it's still related to, you know, Hannah. But wala na, tapos na yung 13 reasons. So,
yeah. Okay. Interesting. Other than that, the movie that I have to highly recommend, and I haven't talked about it in the podcast yet, is John Wick 4. It's so fucking good. Bang, bang, bang. John Wick 4, best movie in the world. No, it's a really good movie. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Rika G, John Wick.
I have not.
Oh, but wait, are you a fan of the original trilogy?
That's the thing. I'm not.
There we go. So that's why the enthusiasm wasn't shining through like I was expecting right now.
But you know what? Be enthused for the both of us. Yeah. I give you permission.
Dude, John Wick 4 is one of the best. And I was having an internal debate. Whether it's recency bias, is it one of the best? Is it the best John Wick film? I don't know, but it's a damn good time, man. Like, you know how you watch Top Gun Maverick, right? I don't know how you felt. I forgot how you feel about Top Gun Maverick. How do you feel about that? Did you fall asleep?
Somebody, you are gonna hate me because I did not watch that. No,
wait, you didn't watch? I thought you did. I swear.
No, I didn't watch it, but I fell asleep in Doctor Strange, not Top Gun.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, but anyway, Top Gun Maverick. All right, you don't even have to be a fan of Top Gun, like the first one, to understand, like, this is just an adrenaline-rushing good time. John Wick 4 has a similar, like, even if you've never seen John Wick 1, 2, or 3, if you watch John Wick 4, you're just going to be, like, so incredibly amazed by the fight choreography and, like, the set design. It's so, like, so cool, man. Such a great film. Of course, watching one.
I mean, I do know that it's a great series, like series of films.
Yeah, man, it's so fun.
I just don't know why I haven't gotten to watching it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's already on Netflix there because it's Netflix. The Netflix Philippines has the first three. So if you are a Leche fan who hasn't watched John Wick, you have an opportunity to watch the first three on Netflix and then watch the fourth one. It's still in theaters right now. Although, you know, I don't know. Is there a film festival going? Because normally MMFF is in December, right? Is there
the summer MMFF?
Oh, there's a summer MMFF?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. You know, nothing against MMFF, whatever. Can't they just add, like, have Super Mario come in at the same time? Like, do we really have to block off the entire cinema so I can't watch Dungeons and Dragons and fucking Super Mario? Like, I'm all for supporting local, but can I watch Super Mario first and then maybe I'll think about why do they have to take out all of the like options? They did the same thing to Spider-Man, right? Like, I don't know.
And then they don't give out, like, they don't have, like, they don't give enough time after the MMFF, right? Once it's over, right?
Yeah, I feel like it makes me resent the local films more than makes me, I don't know, like, so, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, you want to watch a movie, like, you want to watch Super Mario, you find out it's not there, so they're hoping that, oh, it's not there, I'm gonna go watch one of these local films instead of maybe promoting the local film to make me want to watch it. It's just like, you have no choice, you have
they
to
give
watch
out it. No, you know, option, I mean? Like, just no option,
on, man. Let me watch fucking Super Mario, bro. I really want to watch Super Mario. It looks so good, bro.
This anger is all coming from wanting to watch Super Mario.
Yeah, nothing against local.
No, but I get your point. I get your point. It's just that I don't know if maybe are they doing this because, well, from previous years, especially from previous MMFFs, like, a lot of people go to cinemas, and do they do this because they want, you know, everyone to have a chance to get to watch it? Or is it because they're, like, kind of quote-unquote, like, forcing people, you know?
I feel like it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's great that they have a set time period where the main focus is local films.
Yeah,
but if they're not, like, I think the problem really stems from lack of support from whoever. Like, I don't know if it's the industry, like, who promotes these films? Because I was looking, I've never heard of any of these local films that are showing right now. Like, during Christmas, I hear about them more, so then I get more interested. But four films right now that I haven't heard of, and there's no promotion. There's nothing I see on even TikTok. Like, I don't see anything about it.
Is this the first summer MMFF?
Is it the first? I don't know. That's why I was so surprised. I was like, normally it's December, right? You know what I'm saying?
Because if it is, then I kind of agree that, you know, it's not like a lot of films that we see or, like, get promoted. But then again, most of, like, I'm looking at the list of, like, eight movies to watch as summer MMFF, and it's mostly like independent films.
Right.
So I kind of get it that they don't have, you know what I mean? Like they don't have Enteng Cabezote or Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll like number 20.
Number 25.
You're right, though. It is the inaugural, you know, summer, I mean? MMFF. So you are correct about that. I just Googled it right now. So maybe that's why. The only one that I did, like, I've seen a poster of is that About Us, but not About Us. But I haven't seen the trailer for it or anything. So, well, anyway, they have awards too. They like About Us.
They do.
About Us, but not About Us took home Best Picture. And there's a bunch of other, like, Here Comes the Groom is another one that's there. Love You Long Time is another film.
And but actually,
I don't know anything about these films. And
the thing is, I did see a lot of news on Facebook about the awards because Khaled Karen won the Best Actress in a Supporting Role for Here Comes the Groom, and she is the first transgender woman to win an award at the MMFF. So it was very historical, you know, for the LGBTQ community.
Right.
So yeah, that was one of the things that I saw online, especially this week. People were celebrating her. Yeah.
I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't see that either. Like it's not that well. I mean, maybe you just happen to, you know, find it on your feed, but I don't.
Maybe
I didn't hear.
You kept searching it. Super Mario Brothers.
Maybe.
And your algorithm is like shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my search history is like, I hate local films. Show me non-local anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, damn it. But yeah, other than that, man, the NBA playoffs, the play-ins have started, but the NBA playoffs are starting this week, and I'm really excited. So maybe we'll talk more about that in the future. But I don't even know. You know what's great about this NBA playoffs is that I feel like anybody can win it now. Like, there's no clear favorite.
But isn't that the premise?
No, I mean, because, like, for example, like a few years ago, the Golden State Warriors, they were probably going to win.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, oh, the Warriors are going to win the war. And the only time the Warriors didn't really win was because they all got hurt. But when they were healthy, no one could stop them. But now I feel like there's so many teams that have, like, it's more balanced now, and I feel like it's more of an open ending, you know, open ended finish versus like these are the three or four teams that are probably going to win. It's more like there's like eight or nine teams that I feel like have a good chance of winning, you know. So I'm excited to see that, and I just got NBA League Pass, so I'm gonna watch it on my TV. But yeah, man, Finn, shall we wapow?
Wapow. Okay. First story. No, just kidding. First TT for today. We've got a post that I saw on Facebook, and then I can read like a part of her post. This is from Kath de los Santos. And she posted on the Ragnarok X Next Generation Black Market Facebook group, asking advice for her co-gamer. No, asking advice from his co-gamers because her husband is a game addict, and he spent hundreds and thousands of Ragnarok load up until 300K.
300,000 pesos worth of Ragnarok load.
Exactly.
Which is I'm guessing an in-game currency.
Yeah. But then again, 300K yung ginastos niya, diba?
Mm-hmm. Oh, total. Like, still, their credit card bill is almost 300K.
And then here's the issue, because he did give her like a 20K budget in their expenses. And then the husband also says that hindi siya makakontribute with all these expenses kasi wala daw siyang pera. But then she found out that that he's playing Ragnarok / games, tas dun lahat napupunta yung money niya.
Right.
And then thankfully she does have a business that, you know, sabi niya seems easy money, but in reality hirap na rin ako, and they have two sons. They do have a family to support. Gusto na daw niya hiwalayan kasi sabi niya, parang feeling ko sa obligation / financial, parang single mother na rin ako sa ginagawa niya. Ang hirap ilaban, lalo kung sa taong alam mong iba yung priorities sa buhay. So, she's asking for advice from his fellow gamers what she should do, because she also posted a screenshot of their total spent, of this person's total spent on the game this February, which is 78,000 pesos. And then the next month, which is in March, 56,000 pesos. And that's the thing. They do have a 10,000 pesos budget.
Right.
Yeah, per month to like spend. And I feel like that's also still a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never played Ragnarok. And I don't know what Ragnarok load does, in terms of, but I'm just trying to imagine what could you spend that much money on other than cosmetics? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like,
cause if anyone plays Ragnarok, maybe you can fill us in, but unless you're spending money to improve your character, like, does it help? Is it pay to win? Cause there's a term called pay to win, right? Where if you pay for additional stuff, you actually have a better chance than people that don't pay. I could see that being addictive, but damn, dude, 300K total for a video game, that's a lot of money. But it's not out of the ordinary, though. You know what I mean? I know people that have spent that much on video games, but they are, well, at least as far as I know, the people that I know. I spent a good amount of money. I've spent maybe 25K on the first one.
You don't have a family?
No, I don't. All right. And if I did, I would probably buy them Christmas gifts. Unlike this guy, right? In the post said he couldn't buy Christmas gifts.
That's what irks me, actually. That's what irks me. Kasi nagsabi na yung husband na hindi daw siya makaka-contribute sa expenses nila. Like car, toll fees, travel expenses, purchases. Kasi wala daw siyang money. And then on top of that, he did lie. And then on top of that, he spent their money, because obviously when you're married, it's your money, right?
Right.
Tapos patong-patong pa doon na nag-lie ka. It's like, red flag, red flag.
True.
I actually read the comments, and a lot of them did say that maybe you can go to counseling, and then there were, because in reality, it is still like an addiction that you guys have to go through like together. Even though it's not like the usual that we see, like alcohol or drugs, it's still an addiction that you guys, it's creating a problem already in the relationship. So some people were actually advising them to maybe go to counseling. And then some people were just like flat out, hiwalayin mo.
Yeah, she asked a question, which is interesting to me, because I haven't really thought about it. Is there such thing as a gaming rehab center? Like,
I know
addiction is a real thing. Like, it I feel is, like yeah. I have that sometimes. Like, I can go out, like, I've gone maybe 13, 14 hours playing a game and not really realizing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't taken over my life. But I feel like there are people that's all they do. And I could see that being a real problem. And I wonder if that's a real thing, man. I should Google that. Gaming rehab center?
I know, because I feel like if we already have this in the education system and it's a career choice, it's a big industry, this might not actually be a bad idea. And I don't know if we already have it. And not just like here in the Philippines, malimo, in another country. But I think aside from this, there's like an underlying problem as well. It's more like, parang sinabi niya din sa post niya na, you know, this person does not prioritize his family.
Right.
But we don't know the full story yet. Obviously, we don't know the story of the husband.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, for this to actually pop up on my feed, and I don't play Ragnarok. You know, this created a conversation between people in the parang, you know what I mean? Like, especially when you do have a family, and then on top of that, you're lying about the money.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
I mean,
just
it's like gambling too. I mean, it's not, I mean, if you could, take the word Ragnarok or gaming and replace it with any vice. If you do anything, if you hide your vice, or if you try, you know, overspend on things that you say you won't overspend on, it's a problem in general. So damn, man, I hope they get help, or I hope the husband gets help, or if, you know, and I hope the wife figures it out, and best, whatever happens, sana it's for the best for her. Like, if it doesn't work
out,
that
is so stressful.
It's so stressful.
That is so stressful.
Because that's the same issue I have with people who, it's not exactly the same, but when people borrow money and then they're spending it when they have, you know, like they could be paying you back, but you see them spending it, like that shit is frustrating too. So
it is. And with this one, it's your own husband. You're supposed to be, right? You're supposed to be a team in this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, let us know what you guys think, especially if you play Ragnarok, which, by the way, I briefly played it before when I was a kid because my brother, because he's the only boy in the family, right? Like between the siblings. Mm-hmm. And then he was so desperate to have a laro sa Ragnarok. He made me an account.
Nice.
And then he forced me to play Ragnarok, but still. And I do remember na nakawan siya ng 500 pesos, which when you're a kid, obviously, like 500 pesos is such a big thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's such like it's a core memory in my head. And I remember my brother crying.
Oh no.
Like panicking. So yeah.
Oh man. Anyway, any more thoughts? Shall we wapow?
Wapow. Got it. Okay.
Obviously, okay, this is where we cut. Because we had to end our Zoom call.
I know. So we warned you.
We're just pretending like we're carrying on, but we've had a whole conversation in between. But what's our next TT?
Okay. Our next TT again was a post on Facebook. This one is from a vet clinic in North Caloocan. This is called Pet 911 Veterinary Clinic and Grooming Salon. The original post was them asking for help to find and contact a Miss Michai Sasaki, which I feel like it's okay to say here because it's on the post.
Right.
And basically they're saying that Blue, her dog, has been with the vet clinic for 4 months already since December of 2022. They're trying to treat the skin disease of Blue. So Blue is the name of the dog. I don't know kung ano yung breed niya.
That's the dog ni John Wick. I think that's
really.
Yeah, I think it's what kind of dog is it? Pit bull or
a pit bull? I think. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so Blue,
big dogs.
No.
Yeah. So Blue was left in the vet clinic in December of 2022, and then Michai Sasaki promised to get Blue in January, and then they found out that she was out of the country again. February came, and then she told the clinic that she's going to get Blue on March instead. Mm. And then she never came for her pet and her financial like obligations. Like basically, may utang pa sa vet. Because obviously when you leave your pet there, diba, parang it's going to rack up some bills, right?
Yeah.
And then they did say that they don't tolerate this behavior. It's a crime to neglect your pets. It's cruelty. And you have to be responsible in taking care of your pet. And they do have a follow-up. They do post. Have a follow-up post. So the original post was posted on April 1, and then the next post was on April 3. They did say that Blue is now safely home in the care of Pet 911 Veterinary Clinic. How come I can't say that fucking word? Veterinary.
Veterinary.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically they kind of adopted Blue, and on the original post, actually, you could see a lot of people, like kind-hearted people, asking if they could adopt Blue, and, you know, they'd be happy to take in Blue. Could they keep posting posting photos of their pets and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But obviously the vet clinic decided that it would be best that Blue stayed with them. And then they got in touch with Michai Sasaki because, you know, from help from Facebook, and they did settle things legally. So April 2, they scheduled a hearing through the Barangay of Caloocan City, and it was agreed that both parties sign a legal document saying that Michai Sasaki has to pay Pet 911 worth 65,000 pesos. You know yung bill niya because of, you know, leaving Blue for more than 4 months.
Right.
Yeah. And then they waited for her up until 3 p.m. That was the deadline to show up, and she didn't show up.
Oh, no surprise
so again,
there. No surprise there.
Again, they had a Viber message. They even texted her. And then in the post, it says that she mocked us and unapologetically said that she's still outside Manila and she's currently busy. So basically the same thing that happened before. And then the post went on saying that she did not have any intention of going back to get Blue and settling her obligations. And then they gave her a chance to redeem herself, you know, in for fairness. But it seems like she'd not really care for the poor fur baby. This is still from the post, okay?
Yeah.
So they did end the post by saying that they don't tolerate this kind of irresponsible pet parenthood and that Blue deserves better. So now Blue is safe from an irresponsible pet parent and that she will be, or he, Blue, will be cared by Pet 911. Yeah. So that's the whole issue. And yeah, a lot of people are obviously on the side of Pet 911. Thanking the vet clinic for being compassionate, and that, you know, some people even say that Blue is lucky that you know, that she got out of that home, that situation where she's not like cared for, right? So yeah. At the same time.
Oh, go ahead. At the same time, what?
No, at the same time, they are still a business. So I just think it's right. I think it's right as well to like trying to settle the money aspect of the whole thing. And then aside from that, you know, obviously still taking care of Blue.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? Because if Blue was taken in there for a skin, whatever, I'm sure they had to, you know, they had to have treatment or medicine or whatever. I don't know what kind of treatment is needed. But the balance was $65K. So it must have been something like they must have. I mean, I don't know if it cost $65K to just hold a dog. Like there's got to be stuff that they were doing, medicines or like whatever, tests and all that shit. Right. But I think, I mean, this Michai Sasaki lady, she's kind of a bitch. Right? I mean, there's not like, you know, I've only recently had dogs in my life, right? Only the last few years, but I can't imagine like leaving them.
A
pet place
just to be like, not then, in sight with them. Mawala lang sila sa,
like if you really didn't want it, like or want them, like why wouldn't she just put them up for adoption? Because as you can see from the post, there's so many people that are willing to be like, even one guy who I actually follow on Facebook because he's like he was a comedian guy before. He said, "I'm gonna akin na si Blue, and I'll pay for all the bills." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody that's willing to take care of a pet that you are not willing to do so. And here's the thing, though: like, if you don't want to take care of a pet, I don't know how you how they received the pet in the first place. Maybe it was gifted. But if you get a pet and you're not and you don't want them, that doesn't make you a bad person. What makes you a bad person is leaving them and with no what do you call it? No intention of returning for them or passing them off. Yeah, like it could have been handled way better. So
yeah, and that's the thing. They were still in contact.
I would have blocked that shit day one if I was her. You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, if you're gonna do that, you gotta play it the right way. Block it and just never reply.
If you're not in the country,
stay there.
I know, but you know what? It's still a sad thing, and it must have been so confusing as well. You know, for Blue, kasi syempre, but like dogs recognize their owners and not seeing your owners, diba? Parang, it's just like, or your pet parents, sorry for saying owners. your pet parents. So, I did kind of like go to her Facebook page, but I don't want to say anything because I don't know if it's a new Facebook page or if it
might be a fake.
An official Facebook page. Yeah, it might be a fake from this whole, you know, shebang.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but they do have screenshots of their conversation. You know, Vet 911 was open about it. They even approached, you know, their barangay office to help between this, you know, this contract, this legal thing that they're going through. And yeah, 65,000 pesos is not a small amount, especially for a business.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, they're still running a business and they can't care for their pets if they run out of money.
I agree. There's a lot of story. I mean, I'm sure this is not this just got big because it went viral, right? But I'm sure this happens a lot of times, and not just in the Philippines, but all over the world. So it is a big responsibility, man. Doggies. Oh. I mean, pets in general.
Yeah.
Big responsibility. It's you have to really kind of, you know, anticipate the, you know, you got to clean some poops, right?
Yeah.
You got to clean the poop.
To be fair, like, I remember when I first got Pepper. Yeah. It was back in 2010. And then I went away for a few years because I was in college, obviously, like I wasn't in Manila. And I do remember, like, I was very present at the kind of like the end stage of his life. Well, indeed, an end stage, more like middle to end. You know? Yeah. And thankfully, my parents were very kind, you know, like loving dog pet parents as well. So they took care of Pepper for me while I was away for college. But yun yung isa sa hindi ko na-realize na parang being, you know, being a pet parent, you know, a responsible, or you're responsible for that dog. Na parang, I felt like, para talaga akong, alam mo yung parang this overflowing love.
Yeah.
Na parang okay lang. Parang ako, okay lang, sige, mag-vet tayo kahit mahal yung gabot mo. Yeah, okay yeah. lang. You know what I mean?
Yung parang unconditional.
And the thing is, it's oh my gosh, it's so parang irreplaceable to the way they look at you and the way that you feel like they recognize you. For me, that was the best thing ever.
Right.
Parang hindi kasi masyadong touchy si Pepper nun eh. Like, hindi siya masyadong na parang, oh, they're gonna lick your face or he's gonna, like, sit on top of you or whatever. But he look like, the eye contact.
Yeah, he knows.
Like, real.
They know,
it's
man.
Real.
You know,
yeah.
man.
I know, anyway, I miss him.
Before we move on, I just want to read, there's a comment, about my mom comments, like, can I adopt Blue? My isang comment, can I adopt Michay? Oh, man. Anyway, shall we wapow to our final TT?
Wapow.
All right. We're talking about the Dalai Lama. So a lot of you have probably seen this video or at least seen the posts and the memes about it. So the Dalai Lama, you might know him. He's one of those religious, spiritual leaders, well-known figure in the world. And there's a video clip that's been circulating now that has garnered millions of views from a event that happened in February, actually. So from the official Dalai Lama's Twitter post, I'm sure he's not the one who updates it, right? Just like the Pope's stuff. But it says a video clip has been circulating that shows a recent meeting when a young boy asked His Holiness the Dalai Lama if he could give him a hug. His Holiness wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as his many friends across the world for the hurt his words may have caused. His Holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way, even in public and before cameras. He regrets the incident. So the hurtful words being him asking the boy to suck on his tongue, which was weird as fuck, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. And I don't recommend you guys watching the video because it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies. Not... Yeah, what a weirdo.
Yeah, it's just not the vibe. Okay, yeah. So... I don't know how to react because I do know that a lot of people, or like there are articles that says that this is like a cultural thing, right?
Yeah, I read somewhere, I read here on NPR, says that in Tibet, sticking out one's tongue is known as a traditional greeting. It stems from like I don't know if it's a real story or like a lore that there is an evil king with a black tongue. So they stick out their tongue to show that, hey, my tongue's not black, so I'm not evil, right? I'm a good guy. So that was like, that's kind of the backstory behind why people in Tibet stick out their tongues to show, you know, to greet each other. But tongue sucking does not appear to be part of the tradition.
I know.
That's what
and a lot of people have been also saying that, you know, obviously supporting the Dalai Lama online.
Yeah.
Saying that the Dalai Lama often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way. But if you look at the video, I think the people who are up in arms about this, I feel like they're taking the cue from the kid. You know how obviously it's clear when it comes to the body language that sometimes he pulls back or like, nakikita mo yung force na parang ilapit yung face ng bata sa face niya. So yeah. I think that's where people are taking the cue from.
Right. Like,
obviously, the kid does not want this.
Mm-hmm. Well, this feel like any kid. I feel like any kid in general wouldn't really want it either. I mean, not the tongue sucking part, but like, you know, just the old guy like asking you to hug him. Mm-hmm. Even me, dude, I wouldn't want to hug the Dalai Lama like for that long. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Kasi parang napapaisip pa rin ako na parang, are we like painting this in a different color? Uh-huh. You know, if this is kumbaga parang I'm kind of like playing devil's advocate. Na parang isip ko na, is this just the eyes of the people right now or like people on the internet right now? But I mean, ako genuinely na feel ko na parang that's really uncomfortable for me to watch. And
but the thing is, yeah, at the event, people were like laughing and stuff. You think it was like because it's in the moment or no one wants to like step up and say, what the fuck are you doing, Mr. Dalai Lama?
It could be that and could be the same thing as, you know, remember when Duterte made a joke about rape and everybody laughed.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of the people there did not agree with that statement.
Yeah.
But...
Well, you understand being if in a it group was
setting, no. You know what I mean.
If it was for if I spoke up, I might be thrown in a white van, bro. You know what I mean? Like, but Dalai Lama, I'm just saying Dalai Lama. I mean,
I know, but you know, being in that group setting, being in that room, I guess.
I get it.
It's kind of awkward. Way also, yeah,
right, yeah.
There might not be a way to kind of like speak up about it or something. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. That's why you know, children should be supervised by adults because the adults should know better. It's just, it is such a complicated situation because, you know, there's like a power dynamics when it comes to this. Obviously, it's the Dalai Lama, you know, a religious leader. And it's not like you, every day you can just like step in between them and be, you know.
The Dalai Lama is like the Pope, but for his religion,
Buddhism.
Right? Buddhism, right? Like that's like he's like the figurehead, kind of like the Pope is for Catholics, Christians.
Yes, I believe so.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it is such a, but I feel like, kasi parang feeling ko, there still should be a conversation about this. That, you know, parang we go back to that conversation about not forcing kids to do anything that they don't want to do. And it comes down as, as simple as, you know, in family gatherings when they don't want to hug that uncle or they don't want to get a kiss from that aunt or whatever, then don't force them. But
yeah,
it's just, yeah.
Yeah. There's some, there. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the comments being shown online, it's really just, you can tell why people are so disappointed with what, you know, what the Dalai Lama did. Because I mean, the Dalai Lama has, if you look at other incidents, he's had a good amount of controversy regarding other things. Like he's said some pretty weird things in the past. So I guess it just goes to show that even if you are like the religious figurehead of whatever, you're not immune to scrutiny and being, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know the right words to say, but basically,
I think
you have to look at everybody the same, regardless if they are up here on this ladder or up here in this, you know, if they're the figurehead of anything, you still have the right to tell them they're wrong, right?
Exactly. Exactly. At the end of the day, they're still human beings.
Yeah.
We're all human beings. Diba na parang, I'm not saying that, you know, like we're all human beings. We all make mistakes. Let's all move on. But it's more like, people can make mistakes, even if they're up on the pedestal, even if they're a leader of a religious community, even if they're the president of a country, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, and I feel like, yeah, I think it's just right that people are kind of calling this out. Pero alam mo, parang naglalaban talaga sa utak ko na parang, are we just looking at this in a different light? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get you. I get you. But anyway, I hope, I don't know what the end game is here. I feel like he'd have to, I mean, I feel like the apology is not really it. I mean,
it's not from, I feel like it's not from
It's not from probably that it doesn't feel like it from him, but also it's like, what, even if you apologize, like, I'm sure this is like, it's not, it doesn't address the inner the main issue, which is he's kind of weird. He's a freaking weirdo. If they sees that as, I mean, the thing is like, you can't do that without really being some sort of fucked up. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
You can't do that if you're not fucked up. And if you, like, who does that naturally? Like, who does that as an accident? Nobody. Yeah. Nobody does that shit as an accident. I will never ask a little kid to suck my tongue, bro. Like, it just doesn't happen. Like, that will never happen for me. Because
plus, knowing that he is a leader. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he has some sort of power over these people.
Yeah.
That they will do everything what he says. Diba? Parang...
It's so strange.
It is just so not right. It's so not strange. Right.
So I feel like he has to be replaced. I don't know how the appointment of Dalai Lamas work, right? Like, they get appointed, right? I think. Is that how they work? I don't know. I don't want to speak on it.
There's been
more than one Dalai Lama, right? There's been multiple, kind of like the Pope. There's been multiple popes. So for what I feel like the end game has to be, like, there has to be a new Dalai Lama in this case. I mean, he's 87, man. He's had a good run, right? It's time to hang it up, right? You know?
So it says here that it is irresponsible of the high lamas of the Gelugpa tradition to seek out and find the next Dalai Lama following, you know, the death.
And maybe do a screening process, right?
Yeah.
Right? Do you like to get your tongue sucked should be the first fucking question on the questionnaire.
And that's the thing, I feel like it's not a thing that they would consider before.
I mean, it's a question you're not even really supposed to ask, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Na parang,
yeah, I get it.
Ko hindi siya kinoconsider before. Eh, na parang, obviously, because, you know, in previous years, you know, we didn't have this internet. We didn't have this conversation about, you know, inappropriate stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people would just do it and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, obviously, they can't get away with that kind of actions.
Yeah.
So apparently they would only be replaced when the current Dalai Lama dies.
Yikes. Well, then, I mean, it's not long from now. He's 87, right? I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I'm not wishing for him to die. I'm just saying is maybe it won't be too much longer. 87.
He's 87.
87 years old.
Yeah. Right? And apparently it takes a long process. It takes a long time to seek out the next one, because it took 4 years to find the current one.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Yeah, I'm unfamiliar. Maybe it's
talks, and I have seen a few like articles about, will the next Dalai Lama be a female?
I saw a controversy of this current Dalai Lama. I read something that he said something along the lines of, if his successor is a female, she has to be more attractive than him or something like that. That was one of the controversies that I discovered regarding this Dalai Lama. Have Dalai Lama resigned in the past? That's like,
I don't know. I think the belief is when they die, they reincarnate. So it's not.
Because in 2011, I see here in 2011, Dalai Lama resigned. So I guess it's possible. So, but in terms of appointing a new one, you said 4 years to find this current one. It might really take that long. I don't know how that process works. So, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, man. Any more thoughts on the Dalai Lama's?
That's it, man.
Yeah. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's end the podcast with some quick Lecce fan mails. Please send those in, by the way, thehalahalashow@gmail.com. We really love it when you send those in. As you heard earlier, Rika G, just like, it's a blast when we get an email, and it is so
we
fun.
Need it.
It's so fun. All right, this one from Archie says, hey guys, just sharing with you some recent movies I watched, which I found intriguing. Maybe you can share some thoughts if you were able to watch. The first one, Rika G, have you ever seen the movie Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
No.
It's great, man. Pete Davidson is in it, Rika G. So if you have a chance to watch it, I think you'll like it. But it's Archie describes it as it's like they're playing a live version of the game Among Us. Have you heard of the game Among Us?
Yes, right. It's the one with the colorful
people. Yeah,
yeah.
And one of you is the murderer, and then you kind of have to figure out who it is. Yeah, bodies. Like I've always said, like I watched it last year, and it's really good. But the ending is gonna be the one. Like the ending will either make you hate the fucking film or make you say, "Damn, that was pretty good." And I was on the latter. I was like, I thought it was pretty good. I thought the ending was very fitting for what.
But there's
the whole
only
movie was.
One ending, right?
There's only one ending. Only one ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like a Bandersnatch type of.
No,
sitch.
No.
Okay.
So it's just one ending. But the ending is very divisive. I think like some people really hated it, but I thought it was like, oh my god! Like it just makes you. It made me say like, oh my god! I can't believe it. Okay. But yeah, bodies. The Invisible Guest is the second movie that Archie shared. It's a Spanish movie previously on Netflix, and apparently he couldn't guess the ending and was mind blown. I have not seen The Invisible Guest. Have you?
I have not seen that. Mm-hmm. I rarely watch movies, honestly. Right.
The Invisible Guest. Okay, so let your fans go check that out, The Invisible Guest. And the last one is this movie called Priceless. It's an Italian movie from 2006, and it's a funny and lighter movie. I have not seen Priceless either. I'm gonna go on a whim and say you haven't seen it either.
But you know what? Last year was a good movie year for me. I did watch a lot of older movies, or 2 years ago. But sorry,
my favorite is when you watch Coda, but it was not the Coda. It was the Patrick Stewart Coda.
Oh gosh! But I do recommend that movie. Yeah. It was just so recently that I watched Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, you know, I love that movie. Right.
Yeah, I do like it. I like it. It's gory. Gory.
I just watched Pulp Fiction for the first time last month.
I know. That one I watched. See, there are. It's just you're not asking me the right questions,
right,
man.
Right. So you're a Tarantino. Have you seen most of Tarantino stuff or what?
I don't know.
Oh, there you go, man.
I kind of just watch movies.
There you go.
I mean?
Yeah. You just vibe, right? You just vibe.
Yeah, I just vibe.
You just vibe.
I just go with the flow, man.
All right. Let's read this final one. I don't know if you have it up. If you don't, I can read it. It's from
Beautiful. My session expired for our Gmail.
I understand.
Okay.
This one from Bino Boy says, "Hello, Rika and JC. I've been a silent rusher since the Chico, Gino, and Dell days. I say this all the time. The Chico, Gino, Dell, and Chico, Gino, Rika tandems have always been my favorite iteration of TMR. Aside from listening in the morning in the car going to work, I podcast old TMR episodes. At the height of the pandemic, I started listening to Only Fun as well, and that led me to the Hala Hala Show. I'm so happy to have learned about it because I really miss listening to Rika. I enjoyed listening to all three shows plus the eavesdrop. Parang feeling ko nasa iisang universe lahat a la MCU. Nagkoko exist lahat lalo na pag may references sa isa't isa. Since shifting to the Hala Hala Show, it has become the one and only podcast I listen to until I finally caught up to the latest episode." No. I started
Hala Hala Show?
Yeah, man. We're like the Iron Man of the podcast MCU.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Damn. I feel like, you know, we were the first one there, right? I started binge listening all the way from the first episode, by the way. So I was able to listen to every episode. I enjoy listening to your show so much, and I relate to both of you. I'm a few years older than you guys, and sometimes I feel like a proud kuya as I witness you both succeed in life. Oh, man, that's nice. By the way, I forgot to introduce myself. I am Bino Santos, an engineer and a teacher by profession. I'm also a toy maker and customizer and collector on the side. And you can see my works at Bino Boy Customs. So if you guys want to check that, BINOBOI Customs on Facebook and Instagram. Keep doing what you're doing. Looking forward to more fun episodes. I wish you more success in all that you do. Regards, Bino Boy. That's a really nice... really nice email.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, Bino Boy. That was really nice.
It's true. Like, we do kind of like exist in the same realm as them. PNA lahat.
PNA is like Shield, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know. But PNA lahat.
Ron is like Nick Fury.
I know. Nick Fury. Yeah. You know? And then from time to time, he asks us to be like, avenge something.
True.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like assemble.
Yeah. Rika's like the Hulk, right? Rika's the Hulk.
I am.
I think I'm Hawkeye. So. I feel like I'm Hawkeye.
Could be. You know what I mean? You could be Vision.
I could be Thor from Endgame because you know he eats a lot of ice cream, so I like Thor from Endgame. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying though. Like even other podcasts that are like, there's a lot of references to other podcasts that we talk about on here, and I know that other people have mentioned us as well. So it's kind of cool, like just seeing like the podcasters all within the same area. Cause you can, you know, most of the podcasts are recorded in Metro Manila. It's not that big, right? Like the Pinoy podcast, most of them are in Metro Manila. So we are somehow recording like probably just a few hundred meters from other people recording their own stuff.
That's true. So yeah.
I get what you're saying, man. But yeah, man, thank any more thoughts on this, Rika G? I mean, as a rusher, I'm sure you used to be on TMR. And a lot of rushers have followed you here to the Halala Show. So do you have any thoughts on that?
It's just like, you know what? Just recently, I kind of like, I miss being on radio, to be honest. And the kind of radio that, you know, we were on at RX. And it's just, you know, I was just thinking about all, kasi parang, I don't know, I was just thinking about all the experiences we had and even the trips that we had with our office mates. We used to have office mates.
Yeah, I know. Man.
That seemed like such a long time ago.
Yeah.
We used to clock in. We used to punch in. You know what I mean?
I used to punch in like 5 hours early so that I could come in 5 minutes before the show starts.
But yeah, those were really fun times. And thank you for, you know, still following, you know, all the hosts of the Morning Rush, even outside of the radio show, because I mean, it is possible, you know, we do have our own show. So thank you for supporting the Halo Halo Show and for listening since day one from the penis ashtray.
Hell yeah. Oh, speaking of, you know, as we come to a close, we are uploading on our YouTube, the Halo Halo Show YouTube. Hey. We're uploading our old episodes. It's audio only, unfortunately, because we never really kind of did the whole video thing. Because as we mentioned, we don't really have a big team here. So it was really difficult to do the video component. But the cool thing is, if you're new here and you want to kind of go back, help us out by listening to the old ones, because we do need a certain amount of watch time to kind of get monetized. And also subscribe to us. We need 1,000 subscribers. We're 600 something. So even if you've been listening forever, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, it's the Hala Hala Show. You'll notice it from the logo and everything. And here's another cool thing is that you can use the closed captioning feature of YouTube. Although it doesn't get the Tagalog parts, it does pretty well for the English parts, man. So, wala lang. If you're
so
into,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're into,
come on, YouTube.
If you watch subtitles,
I'm sure there are Filipinos. I'm sure there are Filipinos working on YouTube
who can work man. On
subtitles. Let's do this.
Yeah. But yeah, please subscribe to us. And also, if you're listening on Spotify, give us 5 stars. And Rika G, I know, is working on her YouTube channel.
Yes.
And I watched the latest one. Tell them about
that. We do have a new YouTube channel, me and Ryan. We started it this January. And now we have a few videos and a few shorts. I know, I make YouTube shorts. Wow.
Shit, you make shorts, bro?
I make YouTube shorts, dude. Okay, anyway, but it's really fun. And it's mainly about bouldering, but at the same time, it's really about our life here in the UK as Filipinos living in another country.
There we go.
So if you guys are interested in just like a vlog type of thing, then please check out our YouTube channel. It's called R Climbs, because both of our names are correct. Anyway,
cool.
Also, don't forget to send in your Lecha fan mail if you have some, if you want to tell us a story or whatever. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com, and it's thehalohaloshow except on Instagram, everywhere, baby.
Yeah, everywhere. And yeah, that's the podcast. Also, I have a podcast called Tevez of the Best if you want to check it out. I talked about double vaginas in my recent episode.
It is possible.
It's a real thing.
I do not want
one
to have
in 2000 Rika G, one in 2000 women have it. I was so surprised.
That's
what I said. It's so common.
Wait a minute though, is it the same size?
No, I talked about it in the podcast. Basically, it's in the same area.
Question.
Yeah.
Is it inside?
Yeah. One. Okay. I
so
found
hindi
it
siya because, like, magkatabi?
No, Makatabi. No. Makatabi sila. They're next to each other. I found out about this because on Twitter, I found out about a OnlyFans lady who uses
one. Who do you follow?
No, I don't follow. I just saw it on my For You page, right? It says one for work, one for play. Okay. So, okay. You know, you make with that. You know what
that's crazy cupcake.
Right? It's crazy, oh, man. My crazy cupcake. Yeah. Right?
Dude.
Yeah. Anyway, I talk about that. But yeah, check it out. It's also on Spotify. And yeah, we'll see you all next week. And extra song, Rika G. Halal show. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.